But now we're going to turn our attention to Detroit, pensions, racism, and bankruptcy. Detroit.
That story, I think, is the most important story, along with deindustrialization of the whole entire United States, and its effects on the auto industry have been very dramatic, hurting employment in Michigan and even in the surrounding Detroit communities. But that white flight, which was, I think, you know, you can't call it anything other than a racist response to a growing population of blacks in the city, as people came up from the South, as black families expanded, as they came from other northern states. The whites in Detroit refused to live in the same neighborhood as blacks, and they started leaving, and they never stopped. And I guess they probably still haven't stopped, even though it's down to 75,000 people.
And the defunding of Detroit in terms of revenue sharing from the Michigan budget, which started, I think you said, in the late 50s or 60s and continued up until the present day?
Well, when Detroit became a majority black city, which was, I think, around 1980, that was the first census where Detroit was a majority black city, its relationship to the rest of the state and to the state government changed pretty dramatically. And there was a hostility among rural legislators and legislators in other parts of the state to share revenue with Detroit. And so there was a lot of pride in Detroit. Coleman Young had an attitude that was very belligerent toward the white power structure, and they didn't get along at all. And so relationships worsened, and the state shared less and less revenue. Finally, we got to the point where John Engler, of all people, made a deal with Dennis Archer, who had been a Supreme Court justice in Michigan, a Michigan Supreme Court justice, and was then mayor. He promised to provide $333 million a year in revenue sharing to Detroit if it reduced its income tax, if it capped the income tax that the city could put on workers in the city. And so Archer made that deal, and then soon afterward, the state was hit by the 2001 recession and started reneging on its promise, and that continued all throughout the Granholm administration and continues today. And I think if you add up the amount of money that the state had promised to send and didn't send to the city in revenue sharing, it would exceed the pension liabilities that they're trying to eliminate, their obligation that the emergency manager is trying to discharge in bankruptcy. The state, in a moral sense, owes more money to Detroit than the sum total of those unfunded pension liabilities.
Ross, one of the things I was wondering, is there a proposed solution that could have avoided either robbing the pensioners or scaring off the bondholders, a state-owned bank, for example, where you don't have to worry about the interest rate swaps or be beholden to the bond vigilantes? What do you think?
I'm sure that there are lots of solutions. I guess I can't say I've studied enough to propose one that would work, but I would start with the state providing a lot more revenue to the city. The state is responsible for the city. It's a subdivision of the state. I mean, you can see what the relationship is. It's the state that imposed the emergency manager on the city. So nobody claims that Detroit is really an independent entity from the state. So I would look to the state for more revenue. I would look to the federal government to do something like a Homestead Act that would encourage people to move back into Detroit. I personally don't think that the city, with its infrastructure for 2 million people, is viable with a population of only less than 700,000 and people whose income is way below the median in the United States. It's a very poor city. Something like 35% of people in Detroit have an income below the poverty level. So Detroit probably is not sustainable without a lot of outside aid. But I think it's in the interest of everybody in the United States that Detroit survive. It's certainly in the interest of people in Michigan and the surrounding communities that Detroit survive and revive.